Okay, so get this. Imagine a world where we could spot disease outbreaks even before they hit hospitals.
Sounds like something out of sci-fi, right?
It does. But it's actually happening now with wastewater surveillance.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to take a deep dive today into two scientific papers that show how this cutting-edge tech is being used to track this really sneaky and dangerous fungus called Candida auris.
A pretty nasty one.
It is. And this isn't just any random microbe we're talking about. Candida auris poses a serious threat, especially for people with underlying health conditions, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially in those healthcare settings.
Right. And the really scary part is how tough it is to get rid of in places like hospitals.
Yeah, almost like it has superpowers.
It really does. So let's start with the first paper, which tackles a Candida auris outbreak in Nevada back in 2021 and 2022. This wasn't just a small outbreak, was it?
No, not at all. I think by June of 2022, they had over 300 reported cases
Wow.
and 22 healthcare facilities.
So we're talking hospitals, nursing homes, all those places that are exactly.
So vulnerable. That's alarming.
So how did researchers use this outbreak as a testing ground for wastewater surveillance?
Well, they basically saw it as an opportunity.
Okay.
You know, could they actually find Candida auris in wastewater and then maybe even trace it back to the source?
Oh, wow.
It wasn't so easy, though. Candida auris is notoriously difficult to actually grow, to culture in the lab from wastewater samples.
Is that because of all the other stuff in wastewater?
Yeah, it's often outcompeted by other faster-growing fungi.
Oh, so it's like trying to pick out a specific voice in a really crowded room.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, actually.
Yeah.
But the researchers, they had a clever trick up their sleeve.
Uh-oh, I like where this is going.
They knew that Candida auris is often resistant to a common antifungal drug,
Okay.
fluconazole.
Okay.
So they decided, why don't we add fluconazole to our growth media?
So it's like silencing that noisy crowd so you can just hear that one specific voice.
Exactly.
So clever. Did it work?
It did.
Amazing.
They managed to isolate Candida auris from those wastewater samples.
Yeah.
And here's the really cool part. They then used what's called whole genome sequencing,
Okay.
which is basically like, think of it as analyzing the fingerprint of the fungus. And with this, they were able to actually link the C. auris in the wastewater to specific hospitals in the area covered by those sewers.
Wait, so they could pinpoint which hospital the C. auris was coming from just by analyzing the sewage? That's incredible.
Isn't that wild?
That's like a detective show or something.
Right. And what's even more exciting is think about what that means for controlling future outbreaks.
Right.
You can identify the source even before people start showing symptoms.
Yeah.
Talk about an early warning system.
That's amazing. So the Nevada research showed us that wastewater surveillance can be used to track C. auris during an outbreak. But what about detecting it before an outbreak even starts?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And that's where the second paper comes in.
Yep.
This research took place in Utah,
Okay.
which at the time had no known cases of C. auris.
Okay, so completely different setting, different goal. What happened?
So, three patients with C. auris ended up being transferred, wouldn't you know it, from Nevada to a hospital in St. George, Utah.
Oh, wow.
And this kind of inadvertently gave researchers the perfect opportunity. Could they use wastewater surveillance to pick up on this introduction of C. auris into a community?
So these patient transfers unintentionally created a real-life experiment.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the researchers were ready for it. They started testing wastewater in St. George before the first patient even arrived. So they had a baseline.
I'm already on the edge of my seat. What did they find?
Well, shortly after the first patient arrived in Utah, boom, C. auris shows up in the wastewater.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
So the wastewater was sounding the alarm before anyone even knew there was a problem.
That's right. In fact, the wastewater surveillance actually picked up on the C. auris even before the patient was officially diagnosed through routine testing at the hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a fluke, it was giving them real-time information.
It really is amazing how sensitive this technology can be.
That's incredible. So they didn't just stop there, though, right?
No, they actually took it a step further. They built a model to try and figure out just how sensitive this wastewater testing could be.
Okay, tell me more about this model.
Well, based on the data they collected, their model suggests that wastewater surveillance could be sensitive enough to detect as few as one infected person in a population of 100,000.
One in 100,000. That's like finding a single specific leaf in an entire forest.
It's pretty incredible, right?
That's mind-blowing.
And just to be extra sure, you know, to make sure they weren't barking up the wrong tree, they compared the C. auris they found in that Utah wastewater to the strain from one of those transferred patients.
Yeah.
A perfect match.
No. Oh, wow. So they really did link those two things together. Okay, so we've got two pieces of evidence here. Wastewater surveillance can be used to track C. auris during an outbreak, but it can also be used to detect it early, potentially even before it shows up in hospitals. What's not to love?
You're right to be enthusiastic. This is really promising stuff. But like any new technology, there are always limitations.
Right, of course.
Things we still need to figure out.
All right, let's talk about those limitations. What are some of the challenges researchers are facing with this?
Well, you know, we've seen that this culture-based method where you actually grow these C. auris in the lab, it can be a bit finicky.
Okay.
Sometimes other microorganisms in the wastewater can kind of interfere with its growth.
Right.
And remember, this method relies on the fungus being resistant to fluconazole, that antifungal drug we talked about earlier.
So if there was a strain out there that wasn't resistant to fluconazole, we might miss it.
Exactly. That's one of the things that researchers are working on.
Okay.
They're trying to find ways to improve these detection methods.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't miss any sneaky C. auris strains.
Okay, so room for improvement on the detection front. What about other areas for future research? What are scientists trying to figure out?
One of the big questions is, well, we need to understand C. auris shedding dynamics better.
Okay, so what does that mean? Shedding dynamics.
Basically, how much of the fungus is coming from different parts of the body? How do things like hygiene practices might affect that? And ultimately, how all of that impacts its concentration in the wastewater.
So it's not just about finding it in the wastewater, but understanding the whole journey it takes to get there.
Exactly.
And we've talked about culturing it, right? And even using PCR to detect it. But are there other ways out there, like more advanced techniques that could be helpful in this?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a whole other world of possibilities out there, particularly with techniques like metagenomics.
Oh, okay. So what is metagenomics and how could it help us in this fight against C. auris?
Well, you can kind of think of metagenomics as taking this massive DNA inventory of everything in a sample.
Wow.
Not just looking for C. auris. We're talking about the entire community of microorganisms, the whole microbial ecosystem.
So like taking a census of this whole hidden world.
Exactly.
And what could that tell us?
Oh, so much. We could track C. auris in a more comprehensive way. We could potentially spot new and emerging strains. Keep an eye on the spread of antibiotic resistance genes, all from a single sample.
Wow.
Really powerful stuff for public health.
This is also fascinating. I feel like we're on the verge of something really groundbreaking here.
I think so, too.
I can already see a future where wastewater surveillance becomes standard practice, you know, just routine for keeping tabs on all sorts of infectious threats, not just C. auris.
I completely agree. And these studies on C. auris, they're really paving the way. They highlight how important it is to invest in and really expand wastewater surveillance if we want to protect public health, especially as C. auris continues to spread globally.
So we've seen that wastewater surveillance can help us detect outbreaks early, pinpoint sources of infection, and maybe even predict where C. auris might pop up next.
Yeah, that's right.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought to chew on. All the research we've discussed today has focused on healthcare settings, but what about the wider community? Could we use wastewater surveillance to keep tabs on C. auris beyond the walls of hospitals and nursing homes? We'll explore that intriguing question right after a quick break. So before we took that little break, we were talking about the idea of using wastewater surveillance to track Candida auris out in the community, not just in hospitals and nursing homes. That idea really got me thinking, if this tech can pick up on a single infected person in 100,000, it seems like we could use it anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's the hope. But it's not quite as easy as just pointing our instruments at a city's sewer system. There are some definite challenges to think about as we move beyond those controlled environments like hospitals.
Okay, so what makes it so different when we're talking about community-level surveillance for C. auris?
Well, think about it. In a hospital or a nursing home, you have a relatively well-defined group of people. You kind of have an idea of how infections might spread within those walls. But out in the community, things are a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a much larger population, much more diverse, and the potential sources of C. auris contamination much more varied as well.
Right. Yeah. It's like the difference between trying to find a lost item in your house versus searching for it in a whole city.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Way more complicated.
And then on top of that, the way that wastewater flows in a city, it's a lot less predictable
right.
than in a hospital. There are just so many variables that can come into play.
Right, so much more complicated. And one of the big unknowns that you mentioned before is how common C. auris is in the general population, right? We know it's a problem in hospitals, but how many people are walking around with it who haven't even been in a hospital?
That's the million-dollar question. If it's relatively rare in the community, even with the incredible sensitivity of wastewater surveillance, it might be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Right, so we need to figure out how big that haystack is.
Exactly. And researchers are approaching this from a bunch of different angles. They're working on improving those detection methods so we can be more confident in our results. They're working on ways to take wastewater samples that are going to give us the most useful information. And then also, they're developing better models that can account for all those complex factors that can affect how C. auris gets into the wastewater and how it moves through the system.